CNN's Dana Bash exposed Kamala Harris's doublespeak on Bidenomics. By Wendell Hasebo on August 31, 2024. CNN's Dana Bash exposed Vice President Kamala Harris's doublespeak on the economy on Thursday evening, echoing former President Donald Trump's advice to give Harris a fair but tough interview. Dana Bash of CNN has a chance at greatness today, Trump posted on Truth Social before the interview. If she gave a fair but tough interview with Comrade Kamala Harris, she will expose her as being totally inept and ill-suited for the job of president. Bash did just that on the topic of the economy. She carefully exposed Harris by forcing her to own the Biden-Harris administration's economic record while simultaneously blaming Trump for it. The contradiction was stark, producing an outcome that forced Harris to tout her administration's policies to validate her candidacy all while she undermined her record and her candidacy. Bash began the interview by asking about the Biden-Harris administration's economic failures. "You are well aware that, right now, many Americans are struggling. There's a crisis of affordability. One of your campaign themes is we're not going back. But I wonder what you say to voters who do want to go back when it comes to the economy, specifically because their groceries were less expensive and housing was more affordable when Donald Trump was president." Harris replied by attacking Trump, blaming him for the economy under the Biden-Harris administration's direction before celebrating the economy under that same administration's policies. "Joe Biden and I came in office during the height of a pandemic. We saw over 10 million jobs were lost. People, I mean, literally we are all tracking the numbers. Hundreds of people a day were dying because of COVID. The economy had crashed. In large part, all of that because of mismanagement by Donald Trump of that crisis. When we came in, our highest priority was to do what we could to rescue America. And, today, we know that we have inflation at under 3%. A lot of our policies have led to the reality that America recovered faster than any wealthy nation around the world. So, you maintain Bidenomics is a success?" Bash followed up later in the interview. "I'll say that that's good work," Harris replied. "There's more to do, but that's good work." The questions and answers provided a glimpse into Harris's greatest weakness, her campaign's so-called catch-22. Harris cannot campaign on the reduction of soaring costs without undermining the Biden-Harris administration's policies, but she must tout the administration's policies to validate her record and candidacy. Polling appears to cut through the confusion. Only 26.9% of Americans believe the nation is on the right track, while 63.4% believe it is on the wrong track, according to the Real Clear Politics polling average. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.